It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
This is Pete Fopiano sitting in for Steve Jackson. We have a special segment of Brouhaha, which today is presented by Hop Monk and Willoughby's. It is a special Tuesday edition. Mark and Herlinda are here with me to help guide me through. And we are featuring today Hitachino Nest Brewery from Japan.
Yes.
And I'm going to turn it over to Mark and Herlinda. We got a couple of minutes. Give us an intro before we go to break, and then we'll come back.
Very good. Let me start. Good to see you, Pete, by the way.
Good to see you.
And this is kind of a day that brewers live for. I was sitting at home, and my boss, Herlinda, called me and said that she had some Japanese brewers in town, and would I join them for a tour of another brewery, or another couple breweries? I said, well, sure. Well, we can do it. And so off we went. We started out up at Russian River, where I met Yuichi and Naoko. And Vinny at Russian River was nice enough to show us all around. We had a great tour there, sampling lots and lots of beers, especially in his barrel room, with lots of interesting things that he's doing. I think he's going to be on the show soon because we got the Pliny the Younger thing coming right up.
Yes. He'll be on him and Natalie will be in on the 31st with the only growler of Pliny the Younger to leave Russian River Brewery.
All right.
In the studio, KSRO, and I'm sure we'll have to batten down the hatches.
Is it accompanied by armed guards and, like, you know, yeah, cars and, you know, Secret Service agents or whatever? Because, I mean, that's now, real quick, we've got to go into the break, but I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that Russian River Brewing is planning, because they now have a Windsor and a Santa Rosa location, to double their output of Pliny the Younger. So that, I'm sure, is
going
to be
what we hear.
That is going to be great news for all those fans of Pliny the Younger, and there are thousands of them who descend on Santa Rosa. Now you can descend on Windsor, too. So anyway, I'm going to turn it over to you. You have a couple of guests, and you have a lot of stuff you want to talk to us about.
Very good. I'm going to enjoy a twist of fate from Moonlight Brewing, a great beer, and Herlinda is going to take over.
Well, I just want to this was very special. I'm glad we were able to squeeze these folks in today. We've had quite past couple of days with these two, but Yuichi Kiyuchi is actually very famous in the beer world. He's the brewmaster of Hitachino Nest Brewery, and some of you out there may have seen it has an owl on the front of the bottle. It's super, I love their labels, super cute. And that brewery has been around for about, 25 years, I believe?
Yeah.
And then your family has had the sake brewery for 200 years.
Yes, 200.
Yes. And then Yuichi's daughter, Naoko, she's here. She just graduated from school in Abilene, Texas, which was a sister school to her school in Japan. And she is the senior marketing supervisor for Hitachino Nest as well. But, I mean, people all over the place, everywhere we've gone, we're like, oh, we get to meet, you know, Yuichi Kiyuchi, that they're very excited about meeting you. So you're the brewmaster, owner. I went to your bar in Shanghai, the Hitachino, which is lovely, very nice. So tell us about, like, a little bit of the history then, and Naoko, you pop in whenever you want there, too.
And tell us about growing up in a brewery.
History. It's a long history. I was so frustrated about sake business about 30 years ago. I like California, San Francisco area. I travel twice or three times a year for fun, playing golf. staying in a country, visiting a winery. So after playing golf, my wife and I drank tiny brewery's beer in near Union Square's hotel. I was surprised to hear this kind of beer becoming popular. So it's a time to become a craft beer business. I barely become too interested in that kind of business.
Your family had already been doing sake for a like 170 years by that point when you started doing the brewery, right?
Yeah. Sake business is very, very tough survival games. We could brew great sake, but it doesn't have good sales. It's a reason why I was frustrated. Not good sake, not always good sales.
It's a lot of work to do a good sake too.
The business needs a connection. Mm-hmm. So a connection is more important than quality.
So you decided to start making beer.
Not 1980s, but 1994, Japanese brewing law changed.
Yeah.
So the idea I want to join.
Did the rest of the family in the brewery go along with the idea? Or did you have to fight?
No. My mother and father doesn't like that. So
they were thrilled
to beer. Took them to the beer bar.
Yeah.
But 1 month, my parents said yes.
Nice.
And they'd already been doing the sake for a long time then. So what a lot of people don't know, he's talking about the Japanese laws changed in Japan and even like Thailand and Taiwan, quite a few places. You couldn't do a small brewery. You had to have a certain amount of money in the bank, and you had to start super big. But then they changed the law in Japan in 94.
Yeah.
And that's when you were able to start a small craft brewery. If we had had that law in the United States, we wouldn't have had, you know, 3/4 of the breweries that we ended up having, you know. Just New Albion never would have been able to start. So, and then Naoko, so what was that like growing up also with, your dad doing, Hitachino is a pretty famous beer, but what was that like growing up with that? Did you like beer then?
Not really. I didn't like the smell of the hops. And my friends were making fun of, that's so smelly and near my house.
But was your home near the brewery?
Yes.
Right there.
Right there.
Oh, nice.
We are living in a brewery.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you live very in a brewery. Good. Yeah. That sounds like my kind of a dream, actually.
It sounds like my children when I travel and I want to visit a brewery and they didn't want to go along. At what point did you decide you liked it?
The effort that they're doing
right
now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So all the hard work and the effort, and you saw the sacrifice the family was making. Mm-hmm. And so now you just graduated with a marketing degree and you're going to be working in the family business.
Yes.
And you're going to be working. You guys actually have something very unique in San Francisco that a lot of people don't realize. They have the Hitachino Nest SF Wagyu Beef and Beer Bar. And it's really cool. It's over off Union Square, over on Post Street. And I was lucky enough to dine there a few times. It's not like fancy. It's more like a really nice, like upscale pub, but they have 10 of the family's sakes from their sake brewery, and I don't know how many of the Hitachino beers, but then they're doing Wagyu beef that they import in from Japan. Mm-hmm. And do they actually really like feed the cows beer and massage them too?
Yeah.
He's got that job.
So these are happy.
What do you do? A career day in high school. It's like, okay, raise your hands. Who wants to massage a cow?
And then what other things are you doing over there at the restaurant? So the restaurant's only been open about 2 years, right?
2 years, and it's been great business. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to do a PR too.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to be doing more events there, kind of like with SF Beer Week. Yoichi's going to be coming out more often, so look for that on their Facebook. Maybe
for this year, I'm trying to make an event for sake, mm-hmm. beer,
food,
and soba.
Soba noodles.
It's soba noodles.
Tell us about soba noodles. They're different than ramen.
Our brewery's area is a very best harvest area. So I have a soba restaurant in Sake Brewery.
In Japan?
In Japan.
Near Tokyo, right?
Yeah, near Tokyo. So I want to introduce good soba culture. And soba is good with sake. Mm-hmm. So I want to introduce in this year.
Right, and soba is different than the regular noodles people have with, like, what they think of as ramen. Soba is made of buckwheat, and it's just buckwheat and water, right? Good quality buckwheat flour and water. And then you guys do something different in Japan also that I've always wanted to try. You do them iced in the summertime in a bowl of ice with the cold noodles and a cold dipping sauce and a cold beer.
You want to make those noodles here. You want to find buckwheat in America, and that's great.
Yeah. If somebody knows where they can find a good quality buckwheat in America or Canada, contact us. Or call Wagyu Beef and Beer Bar. So what else are you going to be doing there as well? So you're going to be doing some, like, Meet the Brewmaster, which is Yuichi, coming out. People can come out and meet you.
And talk about sake and beer. Mm-hmm.
And the Hitachino beers.
And Japanese culture, through Japanese culture.
Mm. What kind of dishes are you doing there?
Maybe we can do...
What are you doing at the restaurant right now?
Mm-hmm. Right now is Wagyu. Mm-hmm. So we are introducing Japanese Wagyu through Japanese food, but more a little bit changing. Mm-hmm. So it's not...
Like a fusion kind
of... Yeah, fusion. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you also have American beef.
Yes.
So it's an opportunity for someone to try the difference between Wagyu beef and American beef. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good opportunity to try a couple good beers.
In taste and price.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, massaging those cows does not come cheap. Because I know Wagyu beef could be like, what, $129 a pound or more than that, right?
I don't know how much. Expensive.
Okay. It costs a lot to massage those cows.
That's it.
Anyway, and I'm sorry, I'm making it. I have not had Wagyu beef, although I have heard that it is excellent. And one of these days, I got to give it a try.
I had some questions. I thought this would be interesting. Of Yuichi Kiyuchi that we have here from Hitachino Nest Brewery and Kiyuchi Sake Brewery in Japan, and then Mark, who actually, you know, he was the head brewer for Anchor for 45 years.
Well, so it's not quite true, but I worked there for 45 years. I started at the bottom, 40 years later, right to the top.
Well, I remember you talking about when you had Anchor Steam beer when you came to San Francisco, too, right? 1980s. Wow. Well,
so I had something to do with making that one.
Yeah.
I hope you liked it.
He did like it. So we stopped over at a restaurant on the way today for very specific reasons. People always were like laughing at me that I brought them to a ramen place, the Japanese people, but it was so good. We went over to Ramen Gajin today, and actually Mark had one of your beers. He had the Hitachino.
My first.
Yeah. Oh, was it your first of the Hitachino?
My very first, yes.
Yeah, and he had the red rice beer, which is a very unique beer. You knew it. You do a Hitachino Nest White, which is the first one I ever had of yours. But the red rice beer is very unique. You're doing – it's rice and barley, right?
Yes.
And it's a type of rice that you said it's like a brown rice, a Japanese rice.
Yes, black rice. Yes.
Yeah, and then it turns red when you brew it.
Yes.
And what did you think of that, Mark?
Oh, it was a great beer. It had a nice color to it, great body. You know, it was just, I thought it was a very drinkable. It was great with the food. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was fabulous. I would, you got to get into their brewery or their restaurant in San Francisco and give some of his beers a try. I loved it that it's locally grown Japanese rice.
We released white ale and it's become popular and it's named white. So, secondary, we want to have red.
Ah.
So we had just focus on the color and the sweetness.
Ah.
So very hard to collect colors.
Yeah.
So for sake, polished rice become better, but if red rice polished, color gone.
Oh. So, just like with grapes and the skin.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
So you need to leave this, like basically like this, the skin of the red rice on so it would turn the color of the...
So we, in this 20 years, we had a changed taste and flavor, aroma flavor. But I think I want to have more changed. Something barrel-age or sour, some sourness. Mm-hmm. So I want to change it.
You want to try some different beers. So one of the things he was really excited about, Yoichi was really excited about to see today when we went over to Russian River Brewery was to see Vinny's Cool Ship.
Yes.
Which is like the, I guess Mark can explain a Cool Ship better than I can.
Well, it's just instead of cooling the wort, when you make beer, you cook the barley and you get a sweet liquid that you're going to ferment. And in most brewers then cool that wort and then ferment it. But in the case of a cool ship, you pump the hot wort into the cool ship, let it just cool on its own. Mm-hmm. And in Belgian breweries and at Vinny's case, they're then letting it just yeast from the air do the fermentation. Whatever bacteria gets in, gets in.
Yeah, natural fermentation. Yeah. It's like a big flat, shallow pan that the beer goes into. And they leave the windows open. Mm-hmm. At Rush River and see, like, okay, whatever comes in, comes in. So, like in Japan, if you did that, you might get something completely different from all the different things you have out there.
Yoichi, your main beer is a white beer?
Yes.
A Belgian-style white?
Yes.
And inspired by Pierre Celis?
Of course.
He's an old friend of mine also. When he came to America to look. He wanted to open a brewery here in And so he used to come by the Anchor Brewing Company, and I got to know him there. So
I met him once in Denver Great American Beer Festival. I talked with him.
Yeah.
I was happy.
Yeah. He's a nice guy.
And he
started his brewery in Belgium the exact same year that Fritz Maytag bought the Anchor Brewing Company.
Hoegaarden. In Belgium.
Yeah, correct. And... So is your white beer your flagship brand?
Yes.
So the red beer is a
second
biggest. And what's the most unusual beer you make? I mean, do you do like an IPA?
We brew one IPA, but it's not normal IPA. We adding
the yuzu, right?
Japanese small orange.
Interesting. Nice.
If you want to check out Hitachino Brewery, go on their website. It is hitachinosf.com, and that is hitachinosf.com, or visit the brewery down just off Union Square in San Francisco.